Shalom. You are listening to The Set Voice by Pastor Randolph Ajay. This podcast will help you clearly identify God's voice in this season of uncertainty by solidifying your walk with Christ. And now, let's hear the word of God for today.
Shalom, saints. This is your brother, this is your friend, Pastor Randolph, and I certainly welcome you to The Set Voice. I'm sure that all of you are certainly doing well, and you've been keeping safe and still standing in your walk with God and becoming productive in the things that God has committed into your hands. Let me just start by saying that I'm extremely, extremely sorry, and I apologize for leaving you hanging for such a very long time. A lot of people have been calling me and texting me and messaging me and asking me when is the next episode of The Set Voice coming through. Life has been busy. As a father, as a husband, as a pastor, as a leader, as a mentor, and as one that God has entrusted, you know, different and many other things into my hands. Sometimes finding the time to record these things become very, very daunting and difficult. However, I also appreciate that this is one of the ministries that God has committed into my hands, and this is one of the ways that He certainly expects us to be able to connect here and grow. Some of you need this for your gym sessions. You need this for your time on the train, your time on the bus, you know, your work, you're working on the paths and all of these kind of things. And one of the things that I certainly aim to do this year, as the precious Holy Spirit gives me the grace and the enablement and the utterance, is to make sure that I become much, much more consistent. However, it's a blessing to always be able to come to you and reach out to you using this type of medium and share the will and the mind of God with you. Yes, it's definitely another year. It's another season. And I know that you are grinding. You are moving on and basically just doing the very things that God has entrusted into your care. One of the things that we personally, my church, you know, and one of the things that God definitely is impressing upon our heart this year to aim to do is to be able to give it all. Is to definitely get to the place that we are able to give it all. I call it sowing your life. And this has been some of the series that I've been treating with the church KAC, and you definitely want to make sure that you just move over to our YouTube channel and just be able to catch up on these things. But today, I'm not just here just to wind away time and take away your time. I'm here because God has laid something very strong upon my heart, and I want to share it with you. One of the things that I always try and seek to do is to find inspiration, is to make sure that I don't just record for the sake of it, not just to make sure that I just, you know, podcast or make content for the sake of it, but I do it because I feel a strong urge in my heart and in my mind and in my soul, beyond any reasonable shadow of doubt, that God wants me to speak to His people. And I only come here to record when I feel, you know, the strong word of God on in my belly for, you know, my dear listeners like yourself. One of the things that, you know, I want to be able to share with you today is how you would be able to stay focused. How you would be able to stay focused when it comes to the assignment and the mission that God has given to you. I just want you to know, and I hope you know, that God doesn't just want you to just wind away time, that God doesn't just want you to just leave this year, you know, without any kind of urgency of purpose. One of the things that God certainly wants us to be able to do this year is that He wants us to be focused on the task He's given us. He wants us to be focused on the assignment that He has committed into our hands or in our care. You know, the Bible talks about how a certain master was traveling, and as he was going, he basically gave some men kind of talents. He gave them some kind of things to keep and to be focused and invest these things until He returns. And I'm sure that, you know, in this year, there are certain things that God certainly most definitely want us to be able to do. And I hope that you are not wasting time. I hope that you are not just gallivanting and just leaving life anyhow, but you are really focused on the assignment and the mission that God has given to you. And today, I just want to speak to you on six ways that you can stay focused on the cause or the assignment that God has entrusted into your hands. I certainly know, like I said, without any shadow of doubt, that there are certain things that God has committed into your hands, and God certainly wants you to be able to, you know, stay focused and not be distracted. The essence of distractions is to ensure that the enemy basically causes you to lose focus so that you don't do the things that you are supposed to do, so that you focus on things that are unnecessary, and so that at the end of it all, when it's all said and done, you look back and know that you could not complete what God wants you to do. Now, one thing that Paul said is that he said, one of the things that I do, I let go that which is behind me so that I can focus on and press on towards that which God has set ahead of me, so I can lay hold of it. And this speaks of the subject of focus. Now, some of you and for some of us, God is not asking us to do the same thing. Just because we're in the same church, we come from the same family, we live in the same city, we belong to the same community, we belong to the same friendship or friend group, is not an indication that God is calling us to be able to do the same thing. Yes, there are certain things that God will call us to do collectively and congregationally, but there are also assignments that God has set aside exclusive for one another. And he certainly and most definitely want us to be able to stay focused and not be distracted and execute these things that he has committed into our hands without delay. And I want to share with you six ways that you can be able to maintain your focus and get the job done this year or in this season. Six ways that you can maintain your focus and get the job done in this year or in this season. And the first step that I want you to know is that first and foremost, if you want to be able to maintain your focus and get the job done, I'm talking about the very things that God has committed into your hands, the first thing that you must be able to, you know, pay attention to is that you must know the assignment or the mission. Know the assignment or the mission. There are many people, you know, that just get up and decide to do. They just get up and decide to do. They do because everybody's doing. They do because everybody, you know, is doing this very thing or saying this very thing without knowing what exactly the assignment is. You knowing the assignment of God for your life is the first way to be able to execute it. God will not call you to do things that he's not explained to you. He will not call you to do things that, you know, he's not made clear. Everybody who encountered God, one of the first things that he said to them was that he made them know exactly that which he had called them to do, or the very thing that he wanted them to execute. And my question to you is that, do you know the assignment God has laid for you in this season? Do you know the very thing that God has called you to do? Know the assignment. Know the mission. And how you get to know the assignment or how you get to know the mission is that you must inquire. You must inquire of God. Before you just get up and do anything, you must be able to go to God and say, what are your expectations of me and for me for this season? What is it that you would have me do? When Paul, who was called Saul of Tarsus, was on his way to Damascus and he encountered God, the first question that he asked him was that, what would you have me do? In other words, what is the assignment? Because I cannot execute an assignment I don't know, or an assignment that I am ignorant of. One of the things that I want you to do this year is that you must know the assignment. You must know the mission. Take time out in the place of prayer. Spend time alone with God. Ask God questions. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Know the assignment. And even if I go to the place where I'm going beyond God, and I'm talking about you working in your local church or ministry, or you want to build a business or anything, if somebody in this season is committing something into your hands, don't just say yes and begin working. It's very, very, very important that you know the assignment, because if you know the assignment, you would get to the place where you can be able to execute the assignment, because you are very, very, very clear as to what is expected of you, as to what you need to do, as to how to go about it, and how to execute it without any type of delay. So, number one, This year, know the assignment. Don't just do because others are doing. Do because you've gone to God and God has given you a clear blueprint and you know exactly what He expects from you. And once that you get to the place where you know the assignment, what is the next step that you need to do? Do the assignment. The next step is this. Do the assignment. Execute the assignment. Execute the assignment. There are many of us that are just stuck in the place of just inquiring. We get to the place where God has spoken His mind to us multiple of times, but because of many, many, many reasons, whether it is fear, whether it is, you know, laziness, or whether it is, you know, whatever reason, what people think of us, or whatever reason for which you are doing the very things that you know, God has called you to do, and you are not doing, you need to get to the place where you just do it. You see, I told the church that Sunday that action would always trump inaction. Action would always trump inaction. And the only way you will become is to do. And the only way to do is to do. You know, there is not going to be any special kind of force that is going to just pick you up and place you somewhere and compel you to do the things that God has called you to do. You must first and foremost arise. You must get up out of your seat. You must get out of your comfort zone and begin to execute thoroughly without delay the very things that God has committed into your hands. If God wants you to build a business, build it. If God wants you to, you know, serve in a certain capacity, serve. If God, you know, wants you to write a book, you know, once you've inquired about God and you know exactly what He wants you to write about, start writing the book. If God wants you to do anything, the only way you would be able to execute that is to do it. You know, I love how in the book of Genesis, the chapter number 12, God comes to Abraham and said, leave your father's house and go to the land that I would show you. And the Bible says, and he left immediately. Abraham did not wait, because the more you wait to think, the more you wait to ponder, the more you wait, you know, for different other things, the more scared you may be and the more you may never be able to execute the assignment. This is why the Bible requires us to be able to become like children if you want to be able to inherit the kingdom, because children just go ahead and execute that which I've been explained to them. They don't think too much. The moment you begin to think too much, you would end up not even doing at all. So number one, like I said, you must know the assignment. This number two is that you must do the assignment. Find motivation. Find something which is stronger than your fear. Find something which is stronger than your worries. Find something which is stronger than your shame. Find something which is stronger than the very thing that is holding you back, and get to the place where you are executing what God has called you to do. That next thing that I want you to do, the third step of how you would be able to stay focused and execute the assignment God has compelled you to do in this season is that become the assignment. Become the assignment. Get to the place where you become, you know, one with the very thing that God is committing you to do. You see, there are many, many, many times that the reason why we are unable to fully stay on course and do the things that God is calling us to do is because, you know, we see this thing that we've been entrusted to do to be something that is, you know, way different and separate from us. You know, most of the times it's things that don't make us happy. It is things that, you know, that don't whet our appetite. It's things that basically that, you know, doesn't give us excitement. So there are certain people that are potentially, God has told you to read the Bible throughout the whole year, and you know, you are not even reading anything. Why? Because it's boring. You don't find excitement, but you don't have a problem sitting on Netflix and watching a movie or just going out or engaging in conversation with your friends. The truth of the matter is that when you engaging in conversations with your friends and watching a movie and doing all of these kind of things, you enjoy them. You enjoy them because you feel like it's part of your disposition. It's part of your person. It's part of your character. It's something that you feel like you have joy. And the moment, you know, you feel like something is part of you, it's who you are and how you exist, you execute those kind of things without delay. For instance, we don't struggle to eat. We don't struggle to drink water. We don't struggle to do a lot of things because we found that these are part and parcel of our beings and it's necessity for our existence. It's in the same way you must see the very things that God is committing into your hands as part of your being, necessities for your existence and something that you definitely definitely, you know, need to, you know, execute to be happy and to become who God has called you to be. So become the assignment. Become the assignment. Become the mission. You know, find something within you that is aligned to this thing that makes you feel like it's part of your life. It's part and parcel of your being. And that after you've been able to execute it, it will give you some type of joy, because number one, you would see, you know, development in your personal life. You would see progress in your personal life. You would see profits in your personal life. And above it all, you would see that, you know, it has made God happy. And because of that, you are executing it. Become, and become the assignment. Make sure that you find a place in you that aligns with this assignment. Make sure that you find a place in you, you know, that is inclined to this assignment, and execute it thoroughly. Become the assignment. The next thing that I would tell you is that protect the assignment. Protect the assignment. I love the story of Nehemiah building, and the Bible says that as he built with one hand together with his men, they build, and with one hand, you know, they are holding arms and they are protecting it. The enemy knows that your reward is in your obedience. Jesus says that if you love me, obey my commandments. That is the love language of God. That, you know, through obedience, you show God that you love him. And one of the things that the enemy would always try to do is that he's going to do everything to bring you to a place where you disobey God. And how you disobey God is, number one, by either not doing what he has called you to do, or by not executing it well. And this is what you must protect the assignment. My brother, my sister, find ways to protect these things that God has committed into your hands in this season. Do not allow anybody to be a distraction to you. Guard what God has committed into your hands with all diligence. Do not allow anybody to sway you either from the left or from the right, and to bring you to a place where you did not execute God's will and intention with, you know, with apt speed and with necessary type of concentration. Protect the assignment. If anybody, you know, build around these assignment boundaries that do not allow people to come in and disrupt you and distract you and stop you from building or executing that which God has asked you to do, protect it in the place of prayer. Consistently and continually pray about it. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you the grace, the strength, the strategies, the ideologies, the enablement to, you know, keep this assignment on the move, and also to ensure that this assignment is protected. Always make sure that you are dipping yourself in the blood, and you are dipping this project in the blood, and, you know, you are deploying and employing the host of heaven to protect you and to back you. When Nehemiah was, you know, executing the assignment that God has given to him to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, there were many, many, many people that came to him, not just Sambalat or Tobias or Geshen or the Arabs, but there were prophets, there were people that came from the temple, there were people that came from different other places to make sure that they stop him and destroy that which God had called him to build. But Nehemiah understood that to be, you know, a builder, you must not just be able to build, but you must also have the ability to protect. You know, the psalmist says that except the Lord builds the house, he builds in vain, him that tries to build, and except the Lord protects the house, you know, the watchman watches in vain. In other words, God is not just a builder, but God is a God who always makes sure that he, you know, protects the very thing that is building. So in this season, protect the assignment. If somebody comes to tell you something that would worry you, that will put your heart in a kind of position that will not give you the ability to execute the mind of God clearly and correctly and rightly, do not even entertain these type of conversations with such people. Guard your heart, you know, in this season when it comes to the subjects that God has called you to do. And the fifth thing that I want you to do is that multiply the assignment. Multiply the assignment. Be a good steward. You see, when God gives you one, he's not expecting you to bring one. He's expecting you to bring many. The parable of the talents talks about how, you know, the one who received two brought four, the one who received five brought 10. Multiply the assignment. Make sure that you multiply the burden. Give it to other people. Let other people also be able to find their place in building this assignment. You know, become a visionary. and a visionaire, and bring people along with you that would be able to help you build this vision. Surround yourself with like-minded people. The Bible says that, you know, as iron sharpens iron, so does a man sharpen the countenance of his friends. Surround yourself with sharpness. Surround yourself with brothers and sisters that have the ability to multiply this assignment that God has given into your hands. Because you see, when God gives you one thing, he wants you to return with two. If he gives you two, he wants you to return with four. If he gives you four, he wants you to return with eight. In this kingdom, we do not deal with addition. We deal with multiplication. Whatever God has committed into your hands, multiply it. Let other people also find their vision from the vision that God has given you. The Bible says that in you is the fountain of life, and in your light we see light. Make sure that by you executing this assignment, people are also finding their light and their vision to execute it. And finally, the last thing I want you to know is that complete the assignment. Complete the assignment. My brother, complete the assignment. My sister, complete the assignment. There is no reward for a job that is half done. You see, in a race, everybody will start. But it is people that end the race, they end well, that receive the reward. There are many of us that are excited to start things. We're excited to start a business. We're excited to start a ministry. We're excited to start a venture. We're excited to start many things. But the problem is that there are many, many things that we have started that we have never been able to complete. In this season, I implore you, complete the assignment. Make sure that the very things that God has committed into your hands, you are doing it. When you put your hand to one thing, make sure that the one thing is done. When you put your hands to, you know, another thing, make sure that you complete it. Don't jump into other things when you have not been faithful and completed the very things that has been committed into your hands, you know, from the get-go. Complete the assignment. Complete the assignment. You would only hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," if you get to the place where you have been able to complete the work that God has given to you. So quickly, number one, like I said, know the mission, become the mission, know the mission, become the mission, you know, do the mission, multiply the mission, protect the mission, and complete the mission, and God will richly bless you. Thank you for staying in touch, and I definitely cannot wait to be with you again next time to keep on sharing the will and the mind of God with you. God bless you. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning into this podcast. We pray you were blessed. Please follow Pastor Randolph on all social media platforms. We also invite you to fellowship with us here at Kingdom Ambassadors Centre on Sunday mornings from 11 a.m. at Unit 21 Millmead Business Centre, Millmead Road, N17 9QU in Tottenham Hale, London. Our services are also live streamed on Sundays at 11 a.m. on our KAC Network YouTube page. We hope to see you soon. Shalom and God bless you.